Mies van der Rohe, who slammed like a gray-suited iceberg into Edith Farnsworth's life on that chilly Chicago night, had traveled a sinuous and improbable path from Aachen, Germany, to the cozy intimacy of a Gold Coast dinner party. Maria Ludwig Michael Mies was born in 1886 and attended the Aachen Cathedral School, studying in the shadow of one of Europe's most gorgeous cathedrals, a Carolingian Gothic masterpiece built on the orders of Charlemagne himself. His father ran a masonry business. Mies spent 2 years in a trade school, then worked as a bricklayer and ultimately as a draftsman, after sending his drawings to a Berlin architectural firm that proved eager to hire him. No matter how far Mies traveled, the family business left its stamp. For all his life, Mies admired his brother Ewald, a master stonemason who took over the business from their father, and Mies frequently quoted his father, invoking the stonemason's obsession with detail. Why should we toil and sweat over artistic details at the top of a cathedral spire, one might ask, when literally no one can see the work up there? God can see it, was the axiomatic response of the Aachen tradesman. It was a lesson Mies never forgot. Though he would go on to be an academic leader and a successful teacher and mentor to several generations of architects, Mies, like Frank Lloyd Wright and Charles-Édouard Jeanneret, Le Corbusier, never spent a second in an architecture school. By age 22, after working as an apprentice for the renowned furniture designer and architect Bruno Paul in Berlin, Mies landed a job as a draftsman in the office of Peter Behrens, one of the most progressive architects in Germany. Both Le Corbusier and Bauhaus co-founder Walter Gropius cycled through the Behrens office during this time. Mies's tenure overlapped with that of Gropius. Le Corbusier later said he ran into Mies once in the doorway of the office. He was on his way out. I was on my way in. Mies clearly inspired confidence. Behrens assigned his young assistant to oversee construction of the German embassy in St. Petersburg, Russia. Like almost all young German men, Mies found his career upended by military service in World War I. As traumatic an experience for the young designer as for everyone around him, Mies never saw combat. An appendectomy put him in the hospital for 2 months. His nerves are in the worst shape, a family member reported. Assigned first to a headquarters job in Berlin and subsequently to an engineering detail in Romania, he reportedly clashed with a superior officer, had a love affair with a gypsy, and was generally miserable. His closest friend in the army, the sculptor Wilhelm Lembruck, committed suicide shortly after their service. Rebounding from what has been alternately described as a nervous breakdown or a crisis of professional confidence, Mies embarked on a career as a solo practitioner after the war. Initially, he designed homes for wealthy patrons he met as an up-and-coming young architect. According to his oldest daughter, Georgia, Mies cut a dashing swath through Berlin society. My father, tall, quite slender, with an imperial stride, his head always raised high, looked like a Spanish grandee or a Brazilian hacienda owner. An arbiter elegantiarum, judge of taste and etiquette, always dressed to the nines. He basically lived above his means his entire life. In that milieu, he met his future wife, Adele Ada Brunn, the beautiful brown-haired daughter of a wealthy industrialist. The 25-year-old Mies courted her passionately. I want to love you with my hot young heart. Fathered 3 daughters in 3 years and just as quickly demonstrated his impatience with domestic life.